Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's July 13, 2015, and this is episode 480. A few weeks ago, I took my new Canon EOS 5DSR over to the monkey park at Jigokudani, where we photographed the snow monkeys for the first 3 days on my winter wonderland tours. This, though, was the first time I visited during the summer, so the snowless monkeys showed me a very different face, making it an almost magical visit in a different way to my winter experiences. This was also the first time I visited the snow monkeys alone. Even on my first reconnaissance visit, I went with a couple of friends, so as much as I loved taking my winter groups there, it made a change to be there alone. Also, because of the lack of snow, there were very few visitors in the park. This is totally understandable as the winter is spectacular, but the summer should not be discounted, as we'll see through the photographs that I'll walk you through today in this travelogue-style episode. I'd been hoping to visit the snow monkeys during the summer for a while now, because the newborn babies are born in May, and I really wanted to photograph them while they were still very small. Each year I seemed to be too busy to get over there, but with the release of the Canon EOS 5DSR and my need to shoot some test shots, I thought this would be a good opportunity to see how the long lenses fared with this new ultra-high resolution camera. You can see my review of this in episode 478, which you can get to with the link mbp.ac/478. And it includes some 100% crop images from this series, so I won't go into much detail about the camera today. Jigokudani, which translates as Hell Valley, is up in the mountains in the Nagano Prefecture, about a 4-hour drive northwest of Tokyo. I left early on the morning of June 22, and after grabbing some lunch on the way, I arrived shortly after noon and started shooting. In the winter time, especially when the weather starts to close in, the monkeys crowd into the hot spring pool to keep warm. Not surprisingly, in the summer, when the temperatures start to rise, there isn't really any need to bathe to keep warm, but it was nice to see a few monkeys going in and out of the pool during my time in the park. In many ways, the mother monkeys show a lot of affection for their young, but in some ways, there's a lot of tough love going around as well, as I witnessed as this mother, carrying her sleepy baby under her belly, walked straight into the pool with him still down there. The baby quickly clambered up onto her back, but looked a little bit bewildered for a while as he regained his sense of place. This was shot with the 100 to 400mm Mark II lens at 400mm, f5.6 for a 500th of a second at ISO 200. Again, although I'm not going to go into much detail about the 5DSR today, this is the time that I started to realise that shooting handheld with long lenses at this resolution is absolutely possible. Even at 100%, these images are tack sharp, as I showed you in my review. Another obvious difference in my photos from this visit is the presence of green. Even in this first image, the water is green as it reflects the colour of the lush green foliage from around the pool. In this next photo, it was also strange for me to capture the green leaves near the baby monkey, although it isn't anywhere near as pretty in this photo as when the monkeys are surrounded by snow. I really like the pose in this photo, as though the baby has been caught doing something that he shouldn't be, with that very human, who me, sort of pose. This was also shot at 400mm with a 500th of a second exposure at f8 ISO 400. Next up is probably my favourite snow monkey photo from this visit. This 6-week-old snow monkey stopped for a moment during his play and looked over towards me, but with such a cute, out-of-sorts kind of look on his face, so I couldn't help capturing this image. The snow monkeys' half-coconut mouths are still made out of incredibly pink, soft skin at this stage, and it makes you just want to sort of reach out and scrumple it up like a kitten. The pixie-like ears here are lovely too, but those dopey-looking eyes in this shot really just stole my heart. For the last 6 months, my photo of the yawning red fox from Hokkaido has been on my iPhone lock screen, but now I've changed it for this photo, so I get to smile now every time I unlock my phone. Once again, this was shot handheld at 400mm, 1/500th of a second, f5 at ISO 100. I struggled with the decision of which of a series from around this next photo I would include in the episode. There was a mother grooming her baby and pulling her face in all sorts of directions. Some of them had the older sibling looking on, much as a small human child might watch a mother tending a newborn baby. And in other shots such as this, the one-year-old sibling is just sort of going about their business to the right. I chose this shot though, as this was the point when the baby seemed to lose her ability to simply bear being tugged around and opened her mouth showing a discomfort. The light had dropped at this point, so I had increased the ISO to 1000, still shooting at a 500th of a second at f6.3, and now using the 200 to 400mm lens with the built-in extender engaged at 442mm. This is a big lens though, so I was now also using a tripod with a gimbal head. I composed this next photo much tighter. I often like to include the mother's face too, but here I wanted just the baby to be the main subject. Again, I like the hand position here, with the left hand sort of shielding her head and the right hand clutching firmly on the mother's furry arm. This photo to me is more about the vulnerability of these 6-week-old babies. I shot this at a 250th of a second f6.3, ISO 640 at 490mm. I also find it interesting that many of the babies showed large patches of black skin below their still very thin fur. I didn't realise that they had these markings, as you can't see this once the fur has grown out more later in the year. This next image is another favourite. Again, a somewhat vulnerable pose, but just look at the affection shown for the baby by the mother, by the way she's holding the baby's face. As I've said before, I know that this is like anthropomorphic. I tend to personify pretty much everything, including inanimate objects. But with these guys being so like us, it's hard not to do this. I shot this at a 160th of a second, f6.3, ISO 640 at 560mm. I actually overexposed the fur on the mother's head here, so that I could get a good exposure on the baby's face, which was deep in shadow otherwise. The mothers tend to keep their new babies quite close to them sometimes, but they also simply let them run around and play with the other babies as well, and I caught two of them keeping each other company in this next photo. Again, I just want to reach out and sort of scrunch up their mouths, they're so cute. It might not come across very well in these photos, but these little guys are probably only about 20 centimeters, about 8 inches tall when they're sitting down like this. So the palm of my hand would probably totally envelop their entire face and head, so it wouldn't really work, but I'd love to give it a try. Of course, you're not allowed to touch the snow monkeys. It's okay if they touch you, though. At one point, I sat down on a bench and, you know, they have these benches there in the summertime. They don't have them in the winter. I sat down and I felt something tugging on my photographer's vest. And one of these babies had jumped up on the bench beside me and was tugging at the straps on the side of my vest. After a while, they turned and started playing with my camera bag. And then a one-year-old monkey came flying off the rocks and pulled the baby off the bench and started to play fight with them in the dirt below. I have some video of this, and I might include it that in a slideshow at some point if it works. This photo was shot at a 320th of a second f8 ISO 800 at 560mm. The park closes at 5pm, which left me with a couple of hours before it would get dark on that first day, and I'd booked into a cheap business hotel in the nearby town, so I'd just grabbed something for dinner at the convenience store on my way there. So this gave me a couple of hours before it got dark, which I used to drive up to the Shigakorgen or the Highlands and do some landscape work after this. I went back there on the afternoon of the second day too, so I'll report on the landscape work that I did during this trip in the next episode. Next up, here's something that you don't see in the winter either. From the morning of the following day, June 23. When it's cold, the monkeys sit down with their bony behinds to keep the contact area with the cold snow to a minimum. In early summer though, these rocks were probably quite comfortable temperature-wise, so I saw them lying around on the rocks quite a lot. I thought it was so cute that this baby decided to have a feed as his mum just chilled out on the rocks though. I shot this at a 400th of a second f7.1 ISO 800 at 400mm. One thing that I wanted to do while I was here during the summer is get a shot of the monkeys with the fresh summer greenery in the background. Unfortunately, I didn't see any mothers with their newborn babies in this environment. They all seemed to be hanging out close to the hot spring pool. But I kind of like this shot of a mother with a year-old youngster with the green background. You just can't get this sort of image in the winter when the valley walls are covered in snow. Of course, I prefer the winter. The snow puts these monkeys in an incredibly beautiful environment, but this is something different. I shot this at 250th of a second, f8, ISO 400 at 200mm. There was one mother that seemed to be keeping her newborn very, very close to her, and that was this one that had given birth to an almost totally white baby. She let the baby move up to a foot or so away from her a few times, and I shared one of those photos in my 5DSR review, but photographically I wasn't able to really capture anything that I liked of this baby. I'm sharing this one shot here, our last image for this week, as I wanted to include it as a record because this is quite a strange phenomenon. The baby isn't albino, it has pigment in its eyes and there are some black patches of skin like the others, but its fur is just almost totally white. Apparently there was a pale coloured baby monkey born last year too, but it reverted to normal colouring before the winter came, so this may be the only time that we'll see this. I'll keep my eye out for this little monkey during our 2016 Winter Wonderland tours though. It was a pleasure to spend time with the snow monkeys over these 2 days in the summer months. I still prefer the winter, but there were plenty of photographic opportunities at this time of year too. And this is, of course, the only time that you can get to see the newborn babies, as they're much bigger when we visit in the winter, although they're still as cute as can be. Like I say, I'll share some of the landscape work from the Shigakorgen Highlands next week. I actually ended up shooting some stitched panoramas with the new 5DSR, giving me images over 140 megapixels that can be printed at 24 by 43 inches at 450 ppi, which I'm hoping to do as soon as I can free up some time. Stay tuned for a report on these things if you're interested. Okay, so thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.